So up here, you got the full force of the light shining, nothing dim. But where you have, you know, think about it in your mind. What are you, trees? Where you have the trees, there's shade underneath there. You can still see. Say, I can still see. I can still see. The light's still present, but there's a shadiness. If you say you fellowship with him, but you walk in shadiness, you lie and poeo, not do. Poeo is either to produce or perform. And then you have aletheia, reality. If you say you have this fellowship with him, but you walk in shadiness, you are not performing in reality. Okay, y'all still looking at what's up here, right? All this stuff we've been talking about, light, the unseen, these revelations, seeing clearly. The reality is what you can't see. Everything you can see is temporal. Even the planet itself at some point will be completely redone, right? Everything you see is temporal. But the things, Paul said, the things that are unseen, not seen, are eternal. That's the actual reality. And you can take the things that are not seen and you can change the things that are seen. That's called the operation of faith. That is, quote, believing. And that's what John wrote here so succinctly that if you don't really just go sit down with it and listen to the Spirit of God and let him preach it up to you, like John said, you don't get it. This shadiness. Shadiness is there's all that light, but you're kind of staying a little bit, you know, you don't say necessarily shadows. And it doesn't mean that you can't see at all. Shadiness would be the idea of not walking in the fullness, performing in reality is walking through faith and not through sight. And that's what Paul said several times. We walk through faith and not through sight. For the things that are seen are temporal, the things that are unseen are eternal. That's where you have to stay. That's what, you know, when it says without, what is not of faith is sin. Again, everything in your life, because you know him, it's been revealed. Everything in your life, you have to be conscious of what is not seen because you don't see him. Everything in your life, every day and everything you do, you should be conscious of the fact that he is in the heavens. That means wherever you are. And that Jesus, by his Spirit, has actually taken up residence in your body. You can't see it, but it is reality. Not just real, it's reality. And you should be walking in that. The shadiness are people who are aware of the light, but they stay in the shade. They're trusting in the flesh to be able to do something. I was thinking about Mitchell's testimony last week that he said a number of times, you know, I in the confidence, in the energy, in the abilities that I have, I knew I could push through these things. And that's where many, many people stay. But that's not where you're supposed to be. You walk on the road in the way, because he is the truth, and he is the light. And that fullness of light that's not dim at all will lead your steps and guide your path. That's what was that? Again, 119th Psalm, 101st verse maybe. Your word, O Lord, is a lamp to my feet that lights my path. The next verse, I have sworn and will perform it that I will keep your righteous judgments. This is the reality that we are to live in. And it's not just available, it's provided, but you have to, you got to get out of the shade, walk in the light, which is what he said. You walk in the light as he is in the light. Oh, wait a minute, let's finish that verse. Seventh verse. When we walk in the light, hos, most translations say as, meaning of hos can also be since. We walk in the light since he is contained in the light. We possess fellowship with each other. And the blood of his son Jesus cleanses us from all hamartia, all missing it, all sin, everything out there. It's not him. And again, when we look at that, I know for me a lot of my life, you hear that, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And we think about the idea like we have fellowship with one another, but that's not the context. He said, and the blood of his son cleanses us. He's talking about God. He's going back to the fifth verse. Okay? When you walk in the light, since he is the light, he is contained in the light, you have fellowship with him. And that's what John is saying very plainly. You have fellowship with him because the blood of his son Jesus cleanses you from all sin. Now go back to the very beginning. You can actually walk into his presence. You can actually experience him. His spirit actually lives in you. You have fellowship with him. That one another is not one another, it's one another. We have fellowship, it really says, one with the other. We have fellowship, one with the other, me, him. Hallelujah, how wonderful is that? And as we continue in these things, as we see them more and more clearly, going back to the two words in the beginning, we can see clearly what has been revealed to us. Apocalypto, it's already been revealed to everybody in this room. As you press into it, as you walk in that light, as you perform in reality, it becomes more and more clear. Hallelujah. Y'all can go ahead and stand up. Thank you, Father, so much for these people. Thank you for your words this morning. Oh, it is so wonderful. I am so grateful to you for all of it. I believe that the words planted in them will increase the knowledge of you in every single person. Thank you, Jesus.